is GQDN for Tuesday, September 3rd, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Delicious, delicious stuff. Put in the promo code QUEST in the checkout line, and you will get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Xbox news, we got some Nintendo news, and some Star Wars Outlaws launch news. But today, we begin with Concord. PCGamer.com did say that Concord will be taken offline this week, and that is mainly because they had mixed reviews and not a whole lot of concurrent players on Steam. And Sony did announce that Concord will be going offline because of this September 6th, which will be this Friday. So what will happen with Concord? Well, Firewalk Studios, the game director Ryan Ellis, was talking on the PlayStation blog, and they did say that refunds will be offered automatically on all the storefronts, and that will take some days to do it, but they will be coming. So if you bought a physical copy, you will have to go to the refund process of the retailer that you purchased it to obtain your refund. Now, within that quote, which PC Gamer did not provide the whole quote, they will be exploring some options after the shutdown to reach other players. Now, the thinking from PC Gamer says that maybe it'll be free to play, because at launch, the game is priced at $40 as the base game. So, could it be a free-to-play game? We shall see. Now, Rocksteady, the maker of Suicide Squads, will be laying off some people. And that was via Eurogamer yesterday. And this is coming from Dot Esports. Sorry about that. But they will be laying off some of their staff because of the, quote, performance, end quote, of the Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League. The QA department has already been cut by half, going from 33 employees down to 15. And that did affect jobs that include some junior roles and several team members that had more than 5 years in the studio. And Eurogamer said that the layoffs were in the QA department that would include workers with specialized knowledge. Now, earlier this year, Warner Brothers did report a $200 million revenue hit because of the Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League game. So we shall see what happens. They already came out with the DLC, so we'll definitely keep our eyes on that one. And this one too. PlayStation Universe, they'd say that Star Wars Outlaws, the sales are 55% lower than Star Wars Jedi Survivor in Europe, but that is still better than Avatar Frontiers of Pandora. So here's what Christopher Doring from Game Industry did say about this. Quote, "We don't have digital data yet, and this is just the UK, but it is a weak launch for Star Wars Outlaws at the UK retailer. Launch sales are 55% lower than Star Wars Jedi Survivor did. It was 15% bigger than Ubisoft's massive last game, Avatar Frontiers of Pandora. So we'll see what happens here in the US and how it sells. So let's go over to Xbox, because a Souls-like game in Nutria is delayed because maybe the Xbox ignored the devs. This is coming to us from IGN. And they're talking about Windows Central, and they're talking about Yama Games, because they did announce the delay 2 weeks ahead of Enoturia, because that had a September 19th release date, and that will be up on PlayStation 5 and PC versions will be after that. Well, people got up in their Discord, and there were some posts there where the Yama CEO, Jackie Greco, said that Xbox was, quote, "Obviously, they don't care about Enoturia, and they don't care about you." Greco did say that the X and S versions of the game is now ready, but it did not receive the support to actually release them on the platforms for 2 months. And IGN was asking for Microsoft's comment for that, but they did not comment. But Yama did, quote, "Despite our best efforts and the hard work of our dedicated team, We've encountered challenges that have delayed our release on the Xbox platform. We apologize for any disappointment that this may cause, and sincerely thank you for understanding and patience. As a self-published indie studio, your support means everything to us, and we are dedicated to bringing Inotria to as many players as possible. Now, the quote did not blame Microsoft until the fans started asking questions in their Discord. And then Greco said, let's go. Quote, you can ask Xbox why they haven't answered us for 2 months. Obviously, they don't care about Inotria, and they don't care about you. I know I said that before, but that's where that quote came from. Further quote, and this is about the context of what Greco was talking about. Quote, the context is open the store page and submission. We've Xbox Series X and S versions ready, but we can't proceed with submission and release. I spent a lot of money for porting and they've decided to ignore us. Well, maybe they should have asked Phil Spencer, because PC Gamer was talking about Phil Spencer as to why he let games like Destiny, quote, slip through his fingers, end quote. And he was on the PAX panel via GamesRadar, and that's where he revealed that he made some bad calls when it came to signing games for Xbox, because he passed on both Guitar Hero and Destiny as Xbox exclusives. So, here's what he said on the panel. Quote, this team came down to Redmond, and Harmonix co-founder Alex Rikpoulos pitches a game where they're actually going to make plastic guitars and they're going to plug into consoles and then they're going to sell tracks where you're going to play Simon on the guitar. Further quote, I'm like, really? Do we really think that's going to work? Well, it did, as if you would recall, because Guitar Hero showed up on PlayStation 2 and did pretty well, I would say. But he was also talking about Destiny, because the preview did build, quote, from Phil Spencer, didn't really click with me. I'm not a big PvP player, and I was a little worried that I was going to get thrown into PvP world. And it turns out that's not what it was at all. Interesting. People do make mistakes. Does make you think about the story before that one, but I'll leave that be. Anyway, moving on, because according to BlueNews.com, Hopo Games got up on Twitter and they announced that the Risk of Rain is now part of the Valve software. Now, they were developing a game called Snail, but it was also discontinued as a part of the change. So here's what they said. Quote, today we have an exciting update. Duncan and Paul, alongside many other talented members at Hopo Games, will now be working on game development directly at Valve Software. We're incredibly grateful to Valve for their partnership in the last decade. We're excited to continue working on their awesome titles. However, this does mean that we are stopping production on our unannounced game, Snail. It's been an exciting, transformative 12 years. We feel lucky for the opportunities we've had and deeply appreciate both our team and fans that have supported us and our games. Let's see what they do. Because you know that they need some screens, right? Oh, some monitors. PC Games N did say that the ASUS UltraWide OLED gaming monitor dropped in price. And this is a 34-inch wide monitor, curvature at that. And right now it's 20% off at Amazon. So if you want to see a 34-inch screen, which the resolution is 1440, pretty good resolution, which is a little bit less taxing on the graphics card, which will be allowing higher frame rates. So if you want it, it's just over $1,000, $1,039. And that's the 20% off price, because that's down from $1,300. So if you want it, you can go get it. Oh, here we go. Now we're going to get to some releases. And it is getting to be almost fall. We're still in summer, but it's almost fall. Because Gamatsu did say that Vampire the Masquerade Reckoning of New York will launch September 10th. And that'll be on everything including Switch. So if you're into that series, then you can look into it. September 10th. Plus, there's some new details about Nintendo's Mario and Luigi brothership. Now, Nintendo did release some new information, such as the game will take place in a new world called Connectoland, where Mario and Luigi will explore on a ship. And there are some regions that will have drifting islands, and they'll have some locals like Gran Gran Island, Rocky, Joyce Island, Tourist Resort, Sarita Island, Ancient, Zinlabor Island, Urban, and Kandang Island, Fire and Ice. And Mario and Luigi will have some combination attacks when they get to attack things. And they'll also have brother attacks, and that will cost some brother points, which will unleash some massive damage. And the main antagonists of the game are a group of three that are called the Boldrud Squad. There are some videos up on YouTube which has the combat and the brother attacks on them. You can go check that out. But we're going to stick with Nintendo because, according to Nintendo Everything, Nintendo Switch Online did add Zelda Link's Awakening icons. So if you like the icons, you can go check them out on your Nintendo Switch. We will end today with deals from the Xbox Store because they will have the different sales of different groups up, and some of these are up there now, such as Aliens Dark Descent, Elden Ring's on sale, Hitman World of Assassinations on sale, Lego Harry Potter Collection, Pac-Man Fans, Pac-Man Mega Tunnel Battle, Chomp Champs, Streets of Rage 4, The Tomb Raider Anniversary, and WWE 2K24 Deluxe Edition. Whole bunches of stuff. Good stuff. We'll have more news for you tomorrow. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. This has been a Dawnforge production 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.